Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAKO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
USA!
I didn't know
USA.
If you were excited about USA tonight. USA all day, or the fact that it's a Taco Tuesday.
Oh, Taco Tuesday!
Thank you, King James.
Thank you, King James is right. And thank you for hanging out with us. Always hyped. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, we got DJ Ramos keeping us hyped.
Yeah.
DJ Ramos.
Always in the mix. We got Danny G super producing.
Yeah.
He's going to be hosting some trivia later on today, some NBA trivia. And thank you for hanging out with us. Spotty's here.
Hi.
Let's be rocking out. It's Fox Sports Radio.
Spot Coach replacing Rick
Someone's replacing Rick Pitino. I heard Dan Beyer recording an update for someone. Hi, Dan Beyer. All right. Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich, brought to you is broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
You sound like a hot girl that partied too hard.
Do I sound like Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I was at the club last night.
I was partying in the USA for USA. USA all day. Again, USA, Japan tonight in the World Baseball Classic. But may I start by saying that the Vatos Locos, known as Team Mexico, made all the gente in the barrio very proud yesterday. They played tough, man. That was a game. Mexico, Japan. If you missed that game, you're a weenie. You should be embarrassed and ashamed. That was one of the greatest baseball games ever.
Slow down there, buddy.
It was.
One of the greatest games ever.
Yeah, and you know what tonight is going to be? One of the most watched baseball games of all time.
That is fair. Globally,
and you can't debate that.
Globally, you're right. Globally, you're right.
They're saying that there's a good chance that USA versus Japan is the most watched baseball game in the history of baseball. Japan versus Italy was 62.5 million, and the most watched World Series game is 54.5 million in 1980. It's going to surpass all that tonight, so be a part of it. Don't be a weenie.
More people watched MASH back in the day.
Well, it was a great game last night, so I hope you enjoyed your Monday night. It was better than The Bachelor, I could tell you that.
Well, that was The Borchler. Well, I will say this. There is something to be said about Team USA putting it all out there tonight. Final game. It's not called the championship. It keeps saying the final game. So
it is.
The final game is tonight, World Baseball Classic.
And for those of you keeping score at home, it started in 2006. And it's fun to see it grow. I remember watching it in 06 saying, man, there's something here. I dig this. There's a national pride that baseball needs. I like this. This is like a real World Series. It's like a Little League World Series with grown-ups. I'm digging it. That was 2006. Since then, the ratings, the interest, the attendance, everything has doubled, more than doubled. And in 2006, Japan won. 2009, Japan won. 2013, the DR won. And 2017, USA all day. So will they win it again tonight against Japan is to be determined. Can't wait.
Don't you think, Kavina Rich, that a lot of it has to do with the fact that now the names of the international players are a lot more... No, like Ohtani.
Yes.
Back in 2009, nobody knew who the international players were. We all knew the American players. Now every single team has guys that you know, and that's what makes it more accessible to everybody.
But proving that the game is growing globally, maybe because of stuff like this. But I completely agree with Ramos.
Who's more American? Me wearing my USA All Day shirt or Hacksaw Jim Duggan, the wrestler? Oh, guy carried an American flag everywhere. I'm gonna say me today.
My mom was sort of like secretly thrilled, not thrilled, but okay with Mexico losing because she would have been torn today. Because my mom is very proud, viva la raza, born in Mexico. And, you know, we were rooting for Team Mexico. But she was like, I just would have been too torn to watch USA versus Mexico if they played against each other today.
Oh, God. If there was USA-Mexico today, there would have been a lot of people talking about building a wall.
But I have a question.
That crowd would have come out.
But I have a question because that's not what we're dealing with. WBC final is tonight. The recent update is that Ohtani is cleared by the Angels to pitch. I don't know if you heard that yet. Now,
Daniel LaRusso is going to fight?
Yeah, it's a very Daniel LaRusso is going to fight sort of moment. But, you know, as of now, Merrill Kelly of the Diamondbacks is starting for USA. And Shota Imanaga.
Gesundheit.
Is starting for Team Japan.
Is starting for Team Japan. But I don't know how soon they're willing to pull him, throw Ohtani in there. Because, again, man, this guy steps up. He was a big hero in last night's win. Started off the last inning, you know, with a double. Set the tone, as you like to, you know, call it, Rich. But my question here, you know, based on my mom's conundrum, right? What if you're a huge Shohei Ohtani fan? And you know there's plenty of them out there. This dude transcends baseball. One of the biggest stars of baseball. Worldwide famous.
Every year he's going to be an MVP candidate because if he's dominating both sides of the ball, pitching and hitting, then yeah, he's a perpetual MVP every year.
Now, I know it's not that deep, as the kiddies say, and it's just a game. But if you're a diehard Shohei Ohtani fan, and you root for the Angels, and you root for this guy, and he's your favorite player, whatever. Is it un-American to root for Ohtani tonight? Do you have to root for Team USA?
If you root for Ohtani...
Are you a real American Hulk Hogan style?
If you root for Ohtani tonight... Get out! I'm kidding. If you root for Ohtani, that is an interesting look because you're right. He's a superstar in Major League Baseball, but if you're talking about all this pride and you're encouraging... Covino's whole narrative all along is like, yo, we need to have some USA American pride.
Of course I'm rooting for USA tonight. USA all day, all night. You know, I'm very pumped for this game. My point was, you're seeing the turnout and the support that these other countries are getting, right? Like, how could we not back up our team? It's pretty embarrassing. Let's support our guys. They're out there trying to win. You know, it's not fair for the other countries to have all the support. And this is supposed to be our game, an American game, and we're like, yeah, whatever. What are we? What are we, a bunch of weenies? Or are we men? We are men. We are men.
Okay.
I'm just saying, back up the team.
Name the movie spot.
That's a Naked Gun.
Yeah, that's Leslie Nielsen.
33 and a third.
Yes!
When Leslie Nielsen's in prison.
And he's
Attica! Attica! What are we?
Homo sapiens?
Correct!
Men!
We are men!
So, hey.
All right, so the question is, based on, look, remember, we're the melting pot. We're the melting pot.
Is that your favorite fondue restaurant also?
Yeah, I love the melting pot. They have great fondue.
Get a little cheese going.
It's overpriced.
Don't mind if I fondue.
Way overpriced, but fun times.
Yeah. So, you know, we're the melting pot. There's a lot of torn people maybe out there because, you know, they're rooting for their ethnic pride, but they're American. So now we're all rooting for America. But what if you are really rooting for Shohei to have a game? Is that un-American of you? What are your thoughts on that? 877-99 on Fox. Again, it's just a game. We're not trying to get all deep about it, but... Are you just rooting for him separately to play well, but you're rooting for the USA to win?
It's an obvious answer.
Oh, what's so obvious about it?
If you're Japanese, if you're a Japanese American,
why do you have to be Japanese to be like a big fan?
Yeah, but if you're rooting for Team Japan because it's part of your heritage and your family, that's one thing. But if you're like, if your name's Hank and you live in Alabama and you're like, go Team Japan, aren't you a little un-American? You're the one preaching pride. You're the guy all week that's been like, hey, man, you know, World Baseball Classic.
I'm doing my part, man. I'm just trying to get everyone else on
board.
You're
talking about how your mom's all about Team Mexico, and oh, look at the pride for Team Puerto Rico. That Edwin Diaz goes down.
How could you not like Team Mexico?
Guys are getting
injured.
They
were great.
But all I'm saying is that, yeah, there's going to be people that want to see Ohtani play well, but I don't think anyone's going to be like, man, I really want Ohtani to beat Team USA if you're American.
If you're not putting yourself in the mindset of a guy who, or a girl, or a person who just loves Shohei Ohtani.
All right, let me give you an international
player. That's what a super fan is. A super fan wants to see their guy step up and win.
The Mets signed Senga, the other flashy pitcher that has the ghost pitch, right? We'll see that this year. Or will we? If Senga
never
was pitching.
Never seen a ghost.
If Senga was pitching, I'd root for him to do well, but I wouldn't be like, I hope he beats Team USA.
Yeah, but you're not a diehard fan of the guy. You're not really following the hypothetical here, because you're not. What if you're a kid, or you don't have to be? You don't have to be a kid, but kids are the most fanatical, right? That's their heroes.
Yeah.
But you really just love Shohei Ohtani. Is it un-American to be rooting for him?
Well, lucky for this scenario, Danny G will back me up. There's no Angel fans, so we don't have to worry about.
By the way, that's the other side story is how cool is it that Shohei Ohtani is going head to head with Mike Trout. Who's the real star here? Who's the real leader? More reason, more intrigue to be tuning in tonight. That's kind of a cool side story in itself.
I hope that there's a scenario where there's runners on base, tie game, and Ohtani's pitching against Trout.
Dude, it could completely happen. That's incredible.
We know a few Angels fans, and a couple of them were tweeting on my timeline last night, classic Ohtani, and I wondered the same thing. I'm like, what are they going to think tomorrow night? But I guess you can just... like put him in one box. I'm going to root for him to do well, but nobody else on the Japanese team. How about
yeah,
that?
It's like fantasy sports.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to root for Donovan Mitchell, but I don't care for the rest of the team. Like I'm going to root for Pollard to rush for 100 yards, but I hate the Cowboys. Like, well, yeah, that's sort of what you'll be doing.
Don't be un-American. Got to leave it at that, I guess, and be tuning in, be part of the history, which will be the most watched baseball game of all time.
Yeah, that is true.
That's kind of cool, too.
You know, I'll ask you one last thing about the WBC, and I know we're going to get to...
And by the way, you know what that does, Rich? It puts all the baseball naysayers to rest a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what it
it's
also
like, you
did?
Know how many people say that nobody cares about baseball? It's like, I'm sorry. Isn't it growing? Clearly it is, worldwide.
Hold on. Let me write this down.
Worldwide, I'm talking.
Yeah, you know,
listen, there's more than life than the USA, even though I'm rooting hard for them tonight.
I think what it... For the baseball purists that are loving the World Baseball Classic, what I do hate, though, is that you're hearing a lot of, see, look at how great the game is. You didn't need a pitch clock. You don't need bigger bases. The game's great. I hate those voices.
I'm not saying all that. But I have seen that on social media,
because it's
too.
A tournament, so you're fine with a long playoff game.
Right.
But, you know, we're talking about a 162-game regular season. We're trying to speed up. Here's my thought. While it is going to be probably the most watched baseball game, I know I'm not going to debate the numbers. You can't. Facts are facts. Globally, this will be probably the most watched baseball game ever. Maybe at least top three ever.
Kind of cool for the understated, underrated players on the USA, too, because, you know, it's a joke, but this is very meaningful for Mike Trout. He hasn't played on a stage this big. It's pretty awesome.
You know, that's a really interesting... Oh, man, you got so many thoughts in my head now. Now, Ramos...
Because there's so many little facets and factors that make this awesome. I'm trying to hype you about it.
No, you don't need to hype me.
Not you, the collective you.
No, but I don't think
and not you, Darvish, either. Because if you're rooting for him, you're un-American.
Like Ramos, when you see Mike Trout fired up on a... let's be honest, on the biggest stage he's been on, does it make you think that the Angels have robbed him of, like, postseason greatness? There are guys like...
Hey, I hate to say it, but your boy Mookie Betts, this is the biggest stage he's been on, too. This is the biggest stage they've all been on, even though they played in the quote-unquote World Series. Not as many people watching Not as many people watching worldwide.
You know, I do think the Angels have tried to get Trout. They've signed a lot of free agents over the last many years. The problem is those free agents have been horrible. Yeah. That's a problem. I mean, CJ Wilson, when they signed him.
Do you think playing on a stage like this for Mike Trout will, I mean, he's already an MVP year after year, it seems, right? But will this give him an extra little flair to be like, yo, I want to make the postseason? He got a taste of something meaningful.
I think what it does help him is the knock on Trout from whatever I've always heard is he's just kind of bland.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've seen a little bit more of this kind of flair to him in these last couple weeks.
Yeah. That's a great, great point. It's like, oh, you're seeing the fire.
Yeah, because you've never seen a Mike Trout with flair because his team wins 70 games every year. Right?
I mean, no, that's cool. Yeah. What's he really playing for?
Now, the one thing, I don't want to be the jerk that insults someone because these guys are all at a level that we only wish we were at.
Well, yeah, of course.
But you know what sort of takes away a little bit tonight, even though it will be the most, quote, watch game of all time, is that you got to line up with Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Trey Turner.
Your boy Alonzo.
Pete Alonzo. You have all these superstars.
Arenado.
Your dude that's a Yankee killer that played for Team Mexico.
Oh, Rosarena, man. Yeah.
That guy.
He plays big.
He plays big in postseason MLB and in the World Baseball Classic. I think my only gripe, and I get it because you see injuries happen and these guys are just getting ready. You got Merrill Kelly starting the championship game. Now, no offense to Merrill Kelly. I had to look him up because I know the name, but I'm like, he's played like 2 years for the Diamondbacks. He's not even, I mean, we're talking about a guy who sniffed the big leagues for a couple of years. Yeah, plays for an under 500 team. His Major League Baseball record is 36-35. With an ERA just under 4. I'm not saying he's not worthy. And you know what? God bless him for getting the nod and the start tonight. But if this was really the World Baseball Classic, you're trying to tell me that's the USA's
that's
ace?
That's on the USA.
That's the USA's ace?
Well, that's the benefit of a Mookie Betts and a Mike Trout and all these big stars.
You're going to win 13-12.
Because they got to recruit other players to be willing to do this. You know, you can't knock the tournament, knock the players. Don't hate the game, hate the players.
Listen, we're all big sports
because they're not signing up to be a part of it. Nasty Nestor was supposed to be on this roster, but he got hurt. So either way,
I'm not knocking
Merrill Kelly. The guy's a big leaguer. He's going to bring it. It's going to be a good game.
Ask this question to yourself. You're a sports fan. In fact, baseball is probably the sport Covino knows best. Covino watches baseball every day. He's the guy that watches all 162
games.
That's
true and not true.
Baseball and boxing.
Because I watch the Yankees.
You're an old white guy trapped in a young Latino guy's body.
I watch the Yankees.
Boxing and baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I stay up on baseball, but I really just watch.
If I went around the room to a bunch of big baseball fans here, right? We're talking about Ramos and Danny G. Always talk about their Dodgers. They got the West on lockdown, NL West. I'm a Mets fan. You got the American League. Between the four of us, can we honestly say that you're very familiar with Merrill Kelly? Maybe you are because the Diamondbacks are in your division. But do you think most people know who Merrill Kelly is?
Well, good. But if they lose, then that's on them. They deserve to lose for not putting the best out there, or the best not willing to participate.
Right. If Merrill Kelly was the name you saw tonight in Game 7 of the World Series, I would be like, eesh. If I was my team, I'd be like, uh-oh.
If you told me tonight, I mean, even though he's old and he's on the Mets now, if I told you tonight, Verlander's taking the hill. Or even Clayton Kershaw, like a guy that's a veteran Hall of Famer.
And Adam Wainwright on the roster.
Adam Wainwright's Devin old Williams. As hell.
I know, but still big names.
Adam Wainwright is pitching in the big leagues, and I think he's my age. I'm just saying, you're trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you that's on Team USA.
I know.
It's not on the tournament.
And I get it. There's teams that are saying, like, yo, we don't want to throw one of our ace pitchers in a, quote, exhibition world where, you know, you pay a lot of money for primo pitchers. But, like, imagine if Team USA had Texas Ranger.
But that's the difference of a nation caring a little more than another one. Because guess what I started off with? Ohtani is available tonight for Japan.
I know, but he had to get the thumbs up from the Angels. I'm just asking, would you be more inclined to watch if I told you tonight it was Ohtani and Team Japan versus Texas Ranger Jacob DeGrom on the hill? Like, you, that's the World Baseball Classic. You can't tell me World Baseball Classic, the best in the world, and we're throwing a middle of the rotation guy from the Diamondbacks out there.
But you could call it the World Series in Major League Baseball, and the whole world really isn't involved. They're not really involved.
You got some of the best. The best players come to the U.S.
That's not true. You got a lot of great players in Japan. They're just not necessarily willing to play here. There's players all over the globe.
Yeah, but they all try to
come
here.
Again, you're just being, is it egocentric or ethnocentric?
Both, maybe.
Yeah, you're being both.
More ethno, yeah.
A little bit of both, maybe.
Culturally,
I get what you're saying. It would be a lot sexier if DeGrom was involved, but that's on DeGrom. So,
all right. Well,
just trying to get you pumped. Rich is trying to say, "Wah, who cares?"
No, I'm just kidding. I'll watch. I'm just saying, like, it will be the most watched baseball game.
Hey, let me ask you something. What else were you going to do on a Tuesday night? Aren't you fired up that you got something to watch?
There's a new episode of How I Met Your Father on Hulu.
Get out of here.
All right, well, hey, you could be all chalked up for this game. And maybe you need it. I feel like you're a little under the weather lately.
Clearly I'm sick.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you need to be a little more chalked up. Maybe Merrill Kelly tonight needs a little testosterone boost.
You saying he's got a little Merrill stump?
Yeah.
A little stump Merrill?
Come on, maybe. T-levels at an all-time low, and our good pals at Chalk, C-H-O-Q, they're here to help you, whether it's in the bedroom with wifey, whether it's at the gym, whether it's having energy at work.
You know, there's one of them. We have a whole slew of amazing products from Chalk. There's one of them that, like, supposed to make you feel pretty sweet, like, overnight. That helps your immune system, helps boost your immune system.
Yeah, no, I know which one it is. I'll hit you up later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can get all these products at Chalk.com and use code CRSHOW. You're going to get 35% off your Chalk subscription for life.
Chalk's Male Vitality Stack is also a great one. Clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Reclaim your game with higher T, maximized energy, and laser focus. Again, Chalk, CHOQ.com, code CRSHOW, CRSHOW for 35% off your Chalk subscription for life.
There you go. Let's get chalked up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled NutraFol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
DJ Ramos with the cracker. Low. Great song, man. It's Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox.
Would you say one of the best one-hit wonders of the 90s? What even one-hit wonder, right? I'm not forgetting another song by
Shut
Cracker.
Shut the
right?
Well and step out here. Hit on this. Get on this. They had another song called Get On This, I believe.
No one knows it, though. You're a rock guy.
What do you mean nobody knows it? Just, what are you, to be all end all?
Nobody knows.
General statement.
Rich, because he doesn't know it. Nobody knows it.
All right. Hold
well, on. Anyway, Danny G is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did at 877.
Nah, he just drove by. 877-99 on Fox. Stan Byers got your updates. Spotty has your videos. At Covino and Rich. Again, it's a WBC Tuesday, WBC final. And the reminder here is, if you're not watching, if you're not rooting, and if you're rooting for anyone on Team Japan, you're un-American. We got to tune in, be part of history. And what a great game it was last night. Team Mexico putting Mexican baseball on the map, playing big. That was fun. And Team Japan, very disciplined, very good. And Ohtani is cleared by the Angels to play and pitch tonight. So we'll see what happens. Now, again, next hour, quick reminder, some NBA trivia. I want to talk about sports babies.
Oh, we're going to talk about sports babies and Rich, trash talking and patriotism. I don't know.
I know you want to talk about...
I have three problems right now I just want to get to.
Oh, really?
Before we get to Jimmy G and empty promises and offers, I wrote down three things because my ADD was blazing, like hip-hop and R&B. Number one, Cracker has one song on the Billboard Hot 100. It's Low. They don't have another song that cracked the top 100. Just so you know.
Take that.
Take that. Number two, Ramos. Let's go. Ramos. As in Ramos moves quickly.
Get Off This by Cracker is a known song. Just because it didn't crack a corny Billboard chart doesn't mean that people don't know it. Because it was a culture and a time where people actually bought the album and they didn't just listen to the single like you did.
So you just said the Billboard charts are a crappy, corny
if people bought
list?
You mean the
Billboard list?
Yeah, I mean that because, again, it was a culture and a time where people invested their hard-earned money on the actual album, so they listened to the album, not what the charts told them was good.
Is that why your voice is a little scratchy? You were up late singing old Cracker songs?
Get off this. Get on with it. If you want to fight the world, hang your mouth and get right to it. Get off this.
All right, my other two problems. Ramos and I think
oh, I know your other problem. You love bad biatches. That's your effing problem.
That is true. That song charted.
What? It's a good song.
Ramos and I were talking about The Bachelor last night. And don't worry, we won't bore you with Bachelor talk, but there's a lesson to be learned by this doofus Jake, who's The Bachelor. Zach. I don't even remember his name because he's so forgettable. He's so forgettable.
Better yet, I want to know who Jake is.
Yeah, where'd you get
about
Jake from?
Yeah.
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
It was a four-letter name of like a cool guy in the 90s. Zach, Jake, what else?
You're on your own.
I know. We were saying how this guy was going the whole beginning of the episode. We're saying like, all right, like fantasy suites, no sex, right? Like,
by the way,
no intimacy.
Like that's like a non-fantasy suite.
I was like, what does his fantasy involve? My fantasy does not involve his what he's thinking.
Not at all.
They're both separate.
So Zach or Jake, whatever the hell his name is, he's like, all right, ladies, the three of you. He tells them all, listen, I'm going to end up marrying one of you, so I don't think it's right that if I have sex with anyone during the overnight fantasy dates. First girl's like, are you serious? Okay. And I'm thinking, oh, he blew it because she definitely wanted it. And he goes through his date and doesn't do it. The second girl was like, but you're going to like propose to one of us without having sex with us? Like, I never thought I'd be engaged, having never been with my fiance.
It's the old,
And she goes, we'll see. And I was like, when she said we'll see, I was like, yo, she is going to seduce the hell out of him. Wow. So then he sleeps with this girl. Sorry if I'm spoiling The Bachelor. He sleeps with it.
You just ruined
her.
It for one guy.
who's watching it tonight instead of the World Baseball Classic. He sleeps with the second girl, and he's all mad about it. Like, I let myself down. Loser. He let himself
Jeez.
Down. And then he makes the bonehead mistake. Danny G, get this. He goes into the third date, and the third girl, so excited to see him. Cute blonde girl from Austin, Texas. So excited to see him. Jumps in his arms. Before they even start the whole date, he's like, I gotta tell you, I broke my rule, and I was intimate with one of the other women. Essentially, like, I slept with someone else last night.
Lame.
Yeah, and that never goes over well.
And so happy I was watching baseball and basketball last night.
And you know what he said? She goes, this is the lesson. She goes, you know, you didn't even have to tell me that. In fact, I wish you didn't tell me that, which just shows you, a lot of times when you tell someone the truth, this is the lesson
that
he learned.
Are you saying that women have been wrong our entire existence? Omitting is not lying?
No, it's not about omitting. It's something to be said. This goes not just in relationships. Remember, Rich Davis, lesson teacher here on Fox Sports Radio. Sometimes people tell the truth, not because it's the right thing. It's because they want to get it off their chest. And that's never the reason to be honest. Like, this guy wasn't telling the third girl because he, like, felt bad. He or cared about her. He was saying because he didn't want that weighing on him. And a lot of times, people will tell you something you don't even want to hear, not because they want to tell you because they feel guilty. They want to get it
off their
chest.
It wasn't about his honesty. It was about clearing his own conscience.
Exactly.
Wow.
And you know what? The girl that he told was like, I didn't even want to know that. And the girl he slept with was like,
so what are you saying? Like, think before you admit to some stupid stuff?
Yeah, like, we could have like, kept...
Is this about me and clearing my own mind, or is this about making...
Someone feel better, yeah.
Someone feel better and being honest about it.
Yeah. The second girl even had the mindset of, yeah, that happened between us. Like, I wasn't going to tell anyone. So, point is, if you're dating and you're in the dating scene, and you start dating someone new and you're like, let's be exclusive, maybe leave out the part that you slept with someone else like 2 days ago. You don't need to admit everything.
What if you're Jimmy G at a brothel?
Well, thank you for leading me into that.
Wow.
Thank you for leading me into that.
And the girl, a professional transition
right
there.
You like that? Thank you.
Struggling.
Thank you.
Camino, you're the best. That's why we work together.
So if you're Jimmy G at a brothel and this one girl's like, weren't you here last night? Is he supposed to be like, don't worry about it?
Well, Covino brings this up because one of the headlines today in the world of sports entertainment is Jimmy Garoppolo has been offered free sex for life from Las Vegas brothel workers. He is the new quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders. And
again, what did Colin say? And I love it because I believe in it.
He matches
I wish
the
I
city.
Said it first. Yeah. He matches the city. You want a quarterback whose personality matches the city.
He's a handsome playboy, and he's the quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders.
You know, I don't want to say party guy, but he is the life of a party. You know, he's the guy in the locker room everyone loves to hang with. No one says anything bad about. He's got that winning smile and attitude. He's ready to have fun in Vegas.
Yeah, here I thought it was going to be the no taxes that drew free agents to Las Vegas.
Maybe not, Danny G, because according to TMZ Sports, the Raiders' new quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, might start his career in Vegas with a bang if he accepts a once-in-a-lifetime offer from a Nevada brothel who has offered him, quote, free sex forever. It's a ridiculous, what I call, an empty offer.
Well, if he learned anything from Zach the Bachelor, he should keep his mouth shut.
Don't mind if I do.
You know, it's there is something to be said about empty offers.
Empty offers.
Now, do you take people up on empty offers?
You know, that's an interesting question because Rich and I, just throughout the years of doing radio, we've met like everyone under the moon. And I feel like we've been given a lot of empty offers, or at least I thought there were empty offers that I never like cashed in on because it's just people being polite.
You know, it's like, if it, is it polite or an empty offer? I'll give you, you know, this sounds dirty, Ramos, but when we were working for other brands and stuff, like we'd have, we've had the late, the late great Dennis Hoff, the guy that ran the Bunny Ranch in Vegas. Never took him up on it, but you know what? He gave Covino and I
a lifetime.
It was like a pass. Like, if you're ever in the area and you want to come to my brothel, I was like, no, thanks.
A lifetime ass pass.
I could get sleazy, but I'm not going to a brothel. But he gave us like a pass. So, like, what if I showed up? Like, I'm here with my pass.
Rich isn't getting sleazy, but he still has it somewhere in his Rolodex because we got it years ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, you're saying that was an empty promise? You don't think it actually,
like,
he
Ramos,
just said it?
If I showed up at the Bunny Ranch,
he gave
15,
us a card, like
15
a voucher.
Years ago with yeah. the card from Dennis Hoff. When he was alive, and I was like, I'm here to cash in my free sex. Would they have been like, oh, you, yeah, okay, like, we weren't really serious about that.
No, I'll give you an example. Like, this isn't an empty offer, but it could be perceived as one, and it's a sports one. When Henry Winkler was at the Chiefs game, and he was smiling ear to ear to meet Patrick Mahomes. Hey, Mr. Winkler, it's a pleasure to meet you. What did Fonzie say?
I want to have you over my house.
You have a seat at my table anytime you want. Right? Remember that?
Yeah.
You would think that, like, who's going to really be like, hey, remember Fonz when you said anytime I want, seat at your table?
Hello?
Ding, ding, here I am.
Hello, who's this?
It's me. I'm outside.
Exactly.
Mahomes.
However,
it would be like my mom.
When Henry Winkler says something like that, it's not an empty promise.
Yeah. He said he was going to make him some chicken piccata.
Yeah,
he
did. Right here on the show.
Yo, Danny G, my mom was the queen of this. My mom would tell other moms, like, we should get together for like a barbecue or something. I'm like, we're never getting together with them for a barbecue. Yeah. The empty promise. Jimmy G, free sex at the brothel. Jimmy G is never going to be like, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that. What if Jimmy G was like, you know what? I'll be right over. Would they say, oh, it's okay?
You know, that's another interesting part of the story because think of the headline. The headline is that, hey, these brothel workers are throwing this out there. What if Jimmy G was like, yeah, sure. Would that be accepted? Because he's now the Vegas guy?
What if all of a sudden Jimmy G made the rounds last night at the ranch? I don't know. Dan Beyer, what's going on, man?
I think Jimmy's favorite hangout in Vegas should be called Jimmy's G-Spot. What do you think about that?
I think
that could work out for him?
See, you know what? There's so many tie-ins. He's so right for the city. Cowherd's right.
Yeah, could absolutely
Rich
work
is dying
for him.
To go.
Jimmy G has found a home with the Raiders. Lamar Jackson is still a Raven, but apparently someone's trying to change that. A ProFootballTalk.com report says a rep for Jackson has reached out to other teams about their interest in signing Jackson to an offer sheet, and the report adds that Jackson is ready to move on from the Ravens.
Wow.
That's the message.
Well, if he stays in Baltimore, free crab cakes for life. I'm here for my crab cakes. Like, come on.
No, oh, man. John Morant's back in action, likely tomorrow night for the Memphis Grizzlies, speaking with reporters today.
Well, actions speak very louder than words. Obviously, you know, super excited to be back with my teammates. You know, that's, you know, the main thing right now. So right now for me, it's just, you know, keeping the main thing and continuing to, you know, go through my process of, you know, becoming, you know, a better me.
So Ja could return tomorrow night. You're not going to see Dylan Brooks tomorrow night for the Grizzlies. He is out because of his 18th technical that he received last night. Karl-Anthony Towns could return to action tomorrow for the Timberwolves after missing 52 games this season with a calf injury. He's listed as questionable for that game against the Hawks. Some sad news in the NBA. Hall of Famer Willis Reed has died at the age of 80. College Hoops Iona hired Fairleigh Dickinson head coach Tobin Anderson to be the new men's basketball coach, replacing Rick Pitino, who was introduced today at St. John's. And yeah, the details tonight, 7 Eastern on Fox Sports 1. It's the title game of the World Baseball Classic, USA taking on Japan. Guys, back to you.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan Beyer. I'm a positive guy. I never lean negative. I really don't. I think when players, quote, get rehabilitated, or anyone does something where they need, quote, to learn more or get rehabilitated, I get it. You can't expect results quick, but the fact that they're making a positive change, you almost have to take their word that they're on the path to to the right way, right? Is that sort of the, like, do you think John Morant in the last, like, week was like, he totally changed his mindset?
I mean, maybe they laid down the groundwork for a better understanding.
Yeah, but I'll give you another one.
I don't think he just changed his mind.
I'll give you another one that's controversial. So, pardon me, I don't want to stir it up, but like when Kyrie said some really dumb stuff, and like, oh, we had Kyrie to talk to some leaders in the Jewish community and some rabbis and, you know, really learn. Do you really think like that does the job?
I think you could have a better understanding, right? And look at it from a different perspective. I think it takes some time to fully grasp and change your mind.
Yeah, I think it's a lot about making a step in the right direction instead of thinking like they're healed.
So the reality
they're cured.
Is John Morant is probably a step in the right direction.
Yeah, he's slowly, you know, getting his, you know, head in the right place. That's all. All right, Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios, and we have more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
CNR with DJ Ramos, Danny G, and Spotty. Dan Beyer on the updates. Thanks for being here. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. A WBC final Tuesday.
Hey, music boy.
Yeah.
You ever watch her documentary, Amy?
I'm pretty sure I have, yeah.
The late, great Amy Winehouse. Sadly, an ironic song. Rehab, just drugs got the best of her, like so many great musicians over the years. And speaking of documentaries, I watched one last night. I know you'll watch a documentary about an octopus.
Oh, it was a great one.
You'll watch a documentary about anything.
It's called My Octopus Teacher.
So did anyone happen to like scroll through and catch any of the 9/11 Fifth Plane documentary? I feel like I'm the only one that watches.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it was on
actual.
It wasn't
that intriguing to me because I assumed that there were other planes ready to take off if they hadn't stopped them.
I mean, we were both living in New York City at the time, but 9/11, worst day in our U.S. history. There's more and more proof that there was a fifth plane that hijackers were on. They possibly had weapons. They were ready to move, and then that plane was on the runway. And then when things happened, it got JFK shut down. But there's a whole little, it's an hour-long Fox TMZ documentary. They talked to the pilot of that plane, the flight attendants, and it was pretty wild. I mean, it could have been a 20-minute documentary. It was an hour. But to think that there were suspicious characters and some weird stuff that went down that morning, I mean, we can't even imagine how it could have been worse, but maybe it could have been. Right, so that's another documentary to watch.
That just fired me down, man.
Sorry, man.
May I just suggest the Shaquille O'Neal one on HBO Max?
You know, let's watch that one.
Danny G, did you watch that one?
I did.
No
so
one
good.
Really talked about it. It was great, right? Not everybody has HBO Max. And by the way, if you do have HBO Max, Shaquille O'Neal documentary and Marlon Wayans' latest stand-up special. The guy is onto something. It's inspiring because he's 50 years old, and it's the best stuff I've ever seen him do. Not known for his stand-up, it was great. I highly recommend it.
Also, there don't forget LeBron and Coach K.
Oh, yeah, that was great,
yeah,
too.
That was really
that was
good.
On HBO Max as well. Definitely worth the watch.
I was going to say, get your money's worth now that The Last of Us is over. You know,
yeah,
get your HBO money.
Before your subscription runs out, check those out for sure. But tonight, again, it's all about the World Baseball Classic. We talked about that and wrapping up this Jimmy G discussion.
Oh,
before
yeah.
I talk about sports babies, don't be a sports baby. And before we do our trivia next hour, NBA trivia, Jimmy G was given some passes for sex anytime.
Yeah, he was offered free booty in Vegas from brothels.
Right.
Now that he's the quarterback.
And it made headlines. Everybody loves the story. You know what's interesting about it is the hypocrisy, right? Everybody loves this story. It's a big story.
But if, he took him up on it?
Yeah, then he'd be the worst guy ever. Right? Like, oh.
Yo, you see the headline? Jimmy G, the brothel said free
great.
Sex.
Isn't that great? That's so great.
What if Jimmy G was like, I'm here for my free loving?
Yeah, everyone would hate him.
I know.
Everyone would have something to say. At least that's what I think. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
But then we talked about, or wrapping up the conversation about taking people up on empty offers. You know, it's like the guy, if you're picking up your kids at school, and the guy's like, hey, you know, we should hang out sometime. You know, does he really mean it, or is he just being nice? I think you're a little weird if you just assume that everybody means it, especially here in L.A. Phony balonies everywhere.
I'll name
That's
drop.
That's an L.A.
I'll
offer.
Name drop. You might think biggest fail ever, but I felt like an offer that wasn't a real offer. You can tell the difference. Like if someone's like, hey, we should go, you know, we should go fishing one day. This apartment's like, do you really want to go fishing with me, or is it a nice thing to say? Or is it an, quote, empty offer? Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, dropped the name. He was on our show once promoting some wrestling thing or something. And he's from my wife's hometown right outside of San Antonio. He's like, hey, Rich, next time you're down here, hit me up and I'll take you hunting. And we got along well with Stone Cold. I never called him up. And people are like, you never hit him up? And I'm like, what am I going to be like? Hey, Mr. Stone Cold, it's me, Rich. Remember from the radio interview? Down here in Texas, you taking me hunting? I just think that seems so, like, empty, no?
Yeah, it was completely empty. There's no way that guy wants to hang out with you. If he needed someone to give wedgies to, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But hunting, yeah, it was an empty offer. But, yeah, I think we need to be better at deciphering.
Is it an empty offer?
Is it empty or is it legitimate?
Yeah. Well, we are live from the TireRack.com studio. Covino and Rich, just the latest in empty promises. Jimmy G, all these brothels and what would you call them? Working ladies in Las Vegas saying, hey, have at it, Jimmy.
And he's just going to be getting more and more of that.
Yeah. All right. More CNR next on Fox Sports Radio. You can hit us up with anything you need at Covino and Rich. Hang tight.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.